On September 7, 2011, Scuderi Group announced findings from a computer simulation study measuring the performance of the Scuderi engine modeled against the European class of high-economy vehicles. The data showed that a turbocharged, air-hybridized Scuderi engine running on gasoline can achieve at least 65 miles per United States gallon, or approximately 3.7 liters per 100 kilometers, while emitting significantly less CO2. Commissioned by Scuderi Group, the tests were conducted by independent laboratory Southwest Research Institute in San Antonio, Texas. This data is significant because the average fuel economy for a vehicle in the European high economy class is about 52 miles per gallon or 4.5 liters per 100 kilometers. The study also showed that the Scuderi engine emitted only 82.6 grams per kilometer of CO2, compared with 104 grams per kilometer, which is the average amount emitted from a conventional engine in this particular vehicle class. With me on the phone now is Sal Scuderi, president of Scuderi Group. Sal, can you explain the parameters of this study and how it was conducted?
Sure. What we did is we commissioned Southwest Research, the laboratory that we work with, to do a comparison for us, and that is to take the subcompact vehicles in Europe, which are a very popular class of vehicles. I believe it accounts for over 20% of their market. And they're all considered high mileage vehicles. And what we had SWRI do for us was to do a study of those vehicles and analyze the typical size, weight, power requirements, engine size, and look at the overall average of fuel consumption as well, both in terms of miles per gallon and in grams of fuel per 100 kilometers. What they then did is they took our design and sized an engine to match this average engine size and power requirement of those vehicles, and then they ran simulations of that vehicle over the new European drive cycle, which is the method that's used to test vehicles in Europe. From that, they were able to extract a direct comparison of our engine in one of those vehicles against the performance of the vehicles that are currently the top-selling vehicles in Europe for that vehicle class. And the results were pretty astounding. We show some very large gains in miles per gallon. We're showing about a 64, 65 miles per gallon versus a 52 mile per gallon that they typically have. And we showed a fuel consumption rate of only 3.7 liters per 100 kilometers versus their 4.5 liters per 100 kilometers. And then, of course, when you reduce the fuel consumption, you also reduce dramatically the CO2 emissions. And that was also very dramatic. We had something along the range of 82 to 83 grams per kilometer of CO2 emitted versus 104, which was the average for those vehicles.
What types of vehicles are we talking about when we say high economy class, and what makes the Scuderi engine reach those efficiency levels?
Well, the high economy class vehicles are really the subcompact vehicles. They are typically small vehicles, typically four passenger, but they're small vehicles that are lighter weight than the other class of vehicles. They normally only require small engines, and in Europe, I believe they average around 80 horsepower per vehicle. And so consequently, they get fairly high mileage. The average for that class of vehicle is about 52 miles per gallon, which is a fairly significant mile per gallon rating. What the study showed was that our engine is capable of significantly increasing that mile per gallon rating. And what really makes us much more efficient is actually several factors. It's the combination of our three technologies, which is our split-cycle engine, our air-hybrid concept, and then our new Miller feature, which really helps to increase the overall efficiency of the system.
The study also showed significant drops in toxic emissions. Can you describe what you found and why that happened?
Oh, absolutely. It did show a very large drop in emissions, and that's directly related to having a more efficient system. The more efficient your system, the less fuel you're going to burn over a given drive cycle, and consequently, the less fuel you burn, the less emissions you're going to have. And that's really evidenced very heavily in the CO2 emissions, where we're running about 83 grams per kilometer of CO2 versus 104, which is their typical rating. But in addition to that, our engine inherently reduces the NOx emissions as well, which is only compounded when you burn less fuel because you're more efficient. So therefore, you get a kind of a double hit on the NOx emissions as well.
And what does this mean for engine makers?
What this really means is that it gives the engine manufacturers a way to economically meet many of the new standards that are currently being put in place or being discussed as new standards that should be put in place. That's both for the CAFE standards, which is the average fuel economy for a particular manufacturer for an entire fleet, or the CO2 emission levels, which are a very big concern, especially in Europe.
Exciting news indeed. Thank you for being with us today, Sal.
Thank you very much for having me.
And for more information on Scuderi Group and its Scuderi engine technology, visit www.scuderiengine.com.